The feast which we celebrate today as our principal feast, and there are many others, by the way, is a very special saint to whom I'm very devoted as well, and whose tomb I have been to and said Mass before it. And it is the English saint who ended up, however, in Germany, in Eichstätt, as a matter of fact, Saint Walburga. Now, she is of one of those very rare families, and is probably the only English family as such, because they're not usually like that, that everybody in her family is a canonized saint. Her father was one of the kings, and there were big kings and little kings in England before the conquest of England by William the Conqueror in 1066, which many people remember and many people don't remember. Anyway, they lived in the 7th or 8th centuries, and her father was King St. Richard, and her mother, Queen St. Wuna. So already we have the parents that are holy, as parents should be, but unfortunately very few are. And then her mother's brother was none other than the great evangelizer of Germany, St. Boniface. So, of course, St. Boniface went at the bequest of the Holy Father to Germany to convert the Germans, especially the Frisians and the other Germans in the western part of Germany, who had not yet converted to the Catholic faith. And of course, it's the famous story, not in the sense of a fairy tale, but a real story, history, that he was infuriated. Anger is not contrary to our faith or our spiritual life, by the way, if it's well directed. He got infuriated with the pagans, and when they were worshiping a sacred oak, and he took an axe and chopped it down, which must have been that he was very strong, because it was not a little tiny tree, it was a big fat tree. They worshipped it as God, and of course he was trying to show them that how can this be God if a man can chop it down? So anyway, that was St. Boniface. The Holy Father had asked him to go there, and he went. And then his nephews, who are the brothers of St. Walburga, St. Winibald and Willibald also, now St. Richard, King Richard, went on a pilgrimage to the holy sites of Italy and died in the city of Lucca, famous for St. Gemma Galgani, so many, many, many centuries later, and whose relic is also on our altar. So he died in Lucca. Later on, his body was translated to the monastery at Eichstätt, where St. Walburga was placed as abbess of the double monastery, which meant a monastery for men and a monastery for women. In the meantime, her brothers, St. Winibald and St. Willibald, were not only ordained priests, but bishops, and they converted many people. But they too died, and she was left. Eventually, she was made abbess of the monastery in Heineberg and later Eichstätt. And there was, as she died, I believe around the year 770, and her body was buried there. And her parents and her brothers later were united to her, where I have mentioned to you that I have celebrated Holy Mass on numerous occasions. In the meantime, when her body was being translated, it was noticed that her tomb, her coffin, whatever, was filled with this wonderful smelling oil. And to this day, her bones exude this oil, which is then put into little bottles that are used for healing of the sick and for conversions. Recently, I got as a Christmas present from a priest friend of mine, who is a chaplain for a while of the monastery of St. Walburga here in the United States, one of those little bottles which I have in my possession, but not here in the church. It's very tiny, and if I were to anoint even everybody that's here with it, it would be gone. And so he sent it to me since he heard that I was not well. And so later on today, I will put a little tiny drop of the oil of St. Walburga, a miraculous oil. And in the past, I have anointed people with it, and they have been healed from their deathbed to now still being alive and well. So we give thanks to God for this very wonderful nun. She was the daughter of saints, the niece of a saint, and the sister of other saints. The whole family was indeed a holy family, as all families should be. It is yours. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.